It's been a relatively good year for production, but not such a great year for prices. Joining us to talk about it is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, of course, we have to start with wheat.
Well, you look at wheat, and let's just back up and say what brings in the income on the farms, and that's production and price. At least we got one out of two. We had average production in Oklahoma, 33 bushels. So you look over the last 5 or 10 years, it's been around 30. So we had above average production, below average price. Our income is short on that. However, we've got to look towards the future on what we can do.
Let's talk about now the corn and the feed grains. How did they look?
Well, you look at the wheat production, you know, around the world, well above average. Indian stocks well above average. It's the same in essentially all the grains except maybe the protein crops. But corn production coming in well above average, and of course price below average, just like wheat. Your net income is going to be a little below average because of price. But we've had large production in the United States and around the world in the corn and the feed grains, and that's why our prices are so low. And one thing about the prices, the good news on the prices, I think, on the corn, on the wheat, on the feed grains is that they're on the bottom. I want to say they really don't have any place to go but up. Well, they can move sideways. They're going to move sideways for a while, but the odds of them going much lower are pretty slim. The odds of them going higher are relatively good.
Now, we've had a lot of conversations about a shortage of protein.
Yes.
Where is that in terms of soybeans and the oil crops?
Well, you look at soybeans and oil crops, and that's why you look at the soybean futures contract. It's up near $10. Cash price beans in Oklahoma at $9. The producers with beans in Oklahoma and around the United States or the world are making a profit. And that's because there's a shortage of protein. Now, the good news for the wheat producer is that right now for 12 protein wheat, there's about a $2.25 premium in Kansas City. $2.25, you take your $3.60 wheat price, just add $1.40 to it, you got $5 wheat. And that's what we've been, you know, that's what we wanted back in the 80s when I first started into this business, and $5 would be pretty good right now. At least it'd get us to break even. If we can get protein, you know, the reward is there for that protein, because there's a shortage around the world, and our wheat crop is the next crop to come on that can provide that protein.
It's hard to believe we're already winding down the year, but how does crop production agriculture look for 2018?
Well, I think it looks relatively good. You know, if we can produce a quality product, I think we're going to get a better price for it. Now, the corn prices and feed grain prices, you look back over history, they can recover in about a year. It's going to take a while to work the wheat through the marketing system because of all this we got in storage. Now, if we produce that protein, I think they're going to buy that protein and we're going to pay a premium for it. This that we have in the bin is going to take a while to work out and through the system.
And all of this, of course, contingent upon the weather, as always. Talk about that.
Oh, that's a big concern right now because, you know, the drought is starting to build in Oklahoma and the Great Plains. A 90-day forecast is for below average precipitation. But we know that our wheat crop's made in March, April, and May. So hopefully we'll get some rain in that time period. If we don't, we're going to see those crop acres roll over into the summer crops. And if that happens, it could help our wheat price because we'd have a lower yield, probably better protein. Hopefully we'd have the test weight, so a relatively good price for that lower yield. But it would impact our summer crop prices because we'd see production moving in those areas, higher production. Prices stay low.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you again soon.